Memories of Allen's government during this summer's Committee for a Workers International, CWI, event in Berlin. We spoke to Hugo Rodriguez about the struggle against the Pinochet dictatorship which followed the coup, and his activities as a member of the CWI through that period. During those discussions, which we'll feature in a future article, Hugo explained his memories of the coup, and of Allen's government. I was 9 years old, when Allen was first elected. And when the coup happened I was 12. During those 3 years, one thing that stood out to me overwhelmingly, something that appears very trivial, but in the economic situation in Chile was very important, was the promise of a half liter of milk for every child in the country. When I talk with people who say, but no, under Allen the lines were so long and criticize, I say, look, I was a child, I didn't know. All I knew, was that every day during the Allen government, we had milk. After the coup, milk disappeared from our house. Because we were very poor. We were 5 siblings and my mom. My father had died. So we were in a very precarious situation. This is what I say about Allen. For many people, this was very important. The other thing I remember, was that at the elementary school I attended, there was a dentist. Today, dental care in Chile is super expensive, one of the worst problems for the working class in Chile. During the Allen government, there was free dental care for children and the public schools. I remember we had to stand in enormous lines to buy bread, to buy sugar, but even as a kid, I knew this wasn't a problem caused by the Allen government, but a problem caused by the rich hoarding all of the food. In this period, there were detachments of youth, of workers, of women, who were in charge of finding businesses who had their stores and warehouses full of food, but refusing to sell it. The workers would find it, take the bosses out of power, then reopen the business, and make sure the food was sold to the people. At prices, set by the supply and prices board. And I remember the day of the coup too. In truth, it was strange. I was in school, and it was time for us start class, but there were no teachers or staff there. We were 10 or 12 classmates in the courtyard talking, and happy because 8 a.m. passed, 9 a.m, and there were no teachers, nobody in the school, and therefore no class. The older brother of one of our classmates came looking for him and said, "No, there are no classes, let's go." And we said, "Why not? Why is there no class?" "Because there has been a government coup." I was only 12, I didn't know what that meant. We took a bus home, and I remember that on the side we passed around 6 tanks, which I had never seen before in my life. It was like in a movie, but right there. I think I arrived home around noon that day. My siblings were home, my mom was home, and after a while, maybe 4 p.m. they placed a curfew. So we couldn't leave, including even just opening the curtains, to see what was going on, because the military was passing by,